Let's get the great Jerry Palmman here without further ado. Jerry, I appreciate you. I value you. I thank you for coming on with us today. I appreciate the fact that you're not a sheep. You just don't go on into a market and tell people what they want to hear. You've never been like that. That said, Jerry, and I love your knowledge, and you've forgotten more about this than I'll ever know. Now that I'm done sucking up to you, Jerry, here it comes. Do you have Tennessee right now in this field?
I do not.
Do you have them knocking on the door of this field?
I think they can. Yeah, you know, the thing about Tennessee is non-conference was so bad for them. You know, and it's a that's not a shot at the team. I mean, that was to be expected. You know, the roster was more or less decimated. You've got a new coach, you know, trying to instill his system into the team. It's not a surprise that they struggled. But Tennessee is one of a few teams this year that did something with their roster. They either got healthy or they, in the Tennessee's case, they added a guy, and their fortunes changed. And it's not just the guy in Tennessee's case. It's also the team buying into what Konzo Martin is trying to do. But, you know, their season turned around. They had a great conference season. They go 10-6. They sweep Florida. They beat Vanderbilt. They're the second seed in the tournament. And have played themselves now into position where if they make enough noise in this conference tournament, maybe get a little bit of help in some other places, they've got a chance to play in the NCAA tournament, which is remarkable for this team.
There's no question. I mean, that we're having this conversation right now is absolutely one of the great stories in college basketball this year. And I'm not saying that from a Tennessee-centric standpoint. I mean,
You're just absolutely right. Tony, you've talked to me for a number of years. I'm not an I told you so kind of guy. Ever? Do I ever say that?
Absolutely not.
I'm about to say it. I told you Konzo Martin was the guy. And it's only 1 year. It's not even a full year. But Konzo Martin is going to get that program going.
Jerry, you say Tennessee needs some help. Elaborate.
No, I mean, obviously, they can win the conference tournament. They don't need help. But, you know, if they get to Kentucky, and I think they really have to get to Kentucky, because while the committee does take into consideration the fact that the roster has changed, what they can't do is go back and assume that what happened in non-conference play, all of those bad losses in non-conference play would have been wins with the current roster. They can't make that assumption. So, essentially, Tennessee has got to put the credentials together to get selected. And I think if they don't get as far as at least a game against Kentucky, it's going to be hard for them to do that. But if they get that far, then that puts them right in the conversation. They have gotten some help already. Mississippi State, Northwestern took bad losses in their conference tournaments. Washington, Oregon, bad losses in their conference tournaments. These are teams that Tennessee would end up competing with for a spot in the field. They're playing somebody today that is competing with them for a spot in the field. Now, obviously, that's business they can take care of on their own. But, you know, Tennessee, if they get as far as Kentucky and they're playing Kentucky for the SEC championship and go down in that game, especially if they look good doing it, they've got a shot. You know, but obviously, you know, the only guarantee for Tennessee is to win that game.
Jerry, that's exactly right. And the other thing is, now I'm looking at the teams and I look at you, I look at some guys who do what you do, Joe Lunardi. In my mind, you're better than him. You have a better track record. Now, that said...
Well, thank you. I don't really feel like I compete with him, but thank you.
He gets all the attention. He gets all the glory.
Well, yes, that's the way it is.
And you're better looking. And you're better. I mean, I'm just going to call it like I see it. You're better looking. You're a Midwestern guy. You know, you're kind of a meat and potatoes guy. He's a Northeastern guy. That's just how it goes. You know, the Northeastern, they just love them. Jerry, let me say this to you. When you're looking at the teams right now, for instance, I'm going to make you – let's say Tennessee wins a game. And I'm going to put teams side by side here. Tennessee wins a game. Who's more meritorious in your mind of getting in? Tennessee, if they win a game, or South Florida right now? Who gets in, Jerry?
Well, you know what? That's a pretty close discussion, to be honest. It's, I mean, Tennessee's got four bad losses. That, man, that's tough. That's tough. They've got some good wins to make up for it. They do. I think it's an interesting discussion between Tennessee and South Florida if Tennessee wins today.
So what does that mean? It's an interesting discussion.
It means essentially the committee could go either way on those two teams if Tennessee wins today.
Jerry, a lot of the national pundits, and you're one of them, love that Big East. Now, I saw you earlier in the week, and you got to put teams somewhere, okay? But going into that tourney, you had 10 teams from the Big East getting in your early projections earlier in the week.
It's not definite, but, you know, that's where I'm sitting right this moment.
How? You have Seton Hall getting in, Jerry?
Well, first of all, if you think of it as the number of teams from the league, you're thinking of it wrong because the leagues don't get bids. Teams get bids. And right now, South Florida, Seton Hall are more deserving to me than Washington, than Oregon, than Mississippi, than some of these teams that Drexel, Iona, some of these teams that they're competing with. They're more accomplished to me at this moment. You know, tomorrow might be different because there's games still being played. But right now, you know, I think that's where it stands.
Hey, Jerry, I don't even claim to be objective in this. I'm a Tennessee fan hoping that they get in, and I do believe they need to win at least the Ole Miss game to get in. I wouldn't have any gripes whatsoever if they lose game one and don't make it. If they win against Ole Miss and make it to semifinals and play a good Vanderbilt team and come up short and don't make the field, I'm going to wonder, and you explain to me, how a four-game losing streak prior to Christmas is weighing so heavily, and the fact that this is a totally different team with Jarnell Stokes is not getting that same type of attention.
You are judged on your entire season. There is no special weight given to any one part of the season. You're judged on your entire season. If Tennessee goes 1-1 in this tournament, it finishes the year four games over 500. That record historically is very difficult for the committee to swallow. That's like the bare minimum for getting in the tournament. And this is a team with four bad losses. And I realize the roster was different then, but you have got to earn selection with the criteria you have, roster or no. That's just the way it is. So if they go 1-1, you know, I would say Tennessee's chances of making the tournament 1-1 are not good. Less than 50%. They might get picked, but I would say less than 50% if they only win one game in this tournament.
Jerry, if South Florida were still in Conference USA,
Conference USA?
If South Florida were in Conference USA rather than the Big East, I don't think we're having this discussion. Even if they play the same schedule.
If South Florida were in Conference USA, they wouldn't have had the opportunity to pick up any good wins. Except unless they played Memphis. The other thing, though, is if South Florida was in Conference USA, they might have won the league.
Has the Big East reputation made their RPIs greater than they should be?
Nope. No, the RPI doesn't care about reputation. It doesn't care about the names on the front of the jersey. It starts everybody at zero every year. RPI has nothing to do with who's in the league. It's all about who you play, records of the teams you play, and the records of their opponents. That's all it is.
Right now, Jerry, I believe Lenardi has Tennessee the first team out, if I'm reading his chart right, the first team out of the field. How different is your projection from his? Okay.
How different are you? Where do you have Tennessee right now?
I don't have Tennessee even in my last four out because right now they're four games over 500 with four bad losses. And I think that Tennessee's got to do more if they're going to push these teams at the bottom of the bracket, because you're talking about erasing some, you know, off of your resume or trying to make up for some really bad losses and some really bad performances in November and December, and those counts. Sorry, but they count.
Jerry, a lot of all those losses, not a lot, all of them occur without Jarnell Stokes. This is a completely different basketball team now.
That doesn't really doesn't help you any.
Why?
You got to earn selection with your entire profile roster.
Whoa. But what about when Cincinnati had Kmart, when we had John Higgins several years ago get suspended, and they held a Tennessee team out, at that point, a very strong SEC with 19 wins, with a 9-7 conference record that was deserved to go. They held that against Tennessee. How can they hold that against a team?
I'm sorry, I don't remember the story entirely. He was not going to play in the tournament, right?
Correct.
Well, okay, so that they do consider the roster you're taking to the tournament. Usually that has to do with seedings, not selections. But, and I'm sorry, I don't remember that particular case. I can't go back. I haven't got, you know, my data in front of me where I can go back and tell you why Tennessee missed that year. But it's entirely possible the roster issue had nothing to do with it.
Hey, Jerry, can we back up just a second? If those two things, if Martin and Higgins mattered, does it only matter if you lose a player as opposed to adding a player?
Nope. Your roster that you're taking into the tournament is consideration, but the problem is it's usually considered more for seeding than selection. You got to have the credentials to get picked. And then for seeding, they'll go ahead and maybe, you know, move you, but just a little bit. I mean, it doesn't get overweighed anyway. The roster you're taking into the tournament, though, does get some consideration.
Jerry, you follow this game closely. I mean, you're a hoops junkie.
What's that?
You follow this game closely. You're a hoops junkie. Can you tell me with a straight face that Seton Hall or South Florida are better basketball teams in Tennessee right now? Because I will tell you, you're absolutely insane.
Right this second? Maybe
right
not.
Right this second.
But it's not based on right this second. It's based on what you've done all year long. All of it. In Tennessee and South Florida, we're on a neutral court. Tennessee might be favored to win, although I've got to tell you, South Florida's not a lot of fun to play. But that's not how teams get picked. You get picked based on what you've done over your entire season.
Are you going to tell me that with a straight face, that Seton Hall, Northwestern, do you have them slotted ahead of Tennessee right now?
Yes.
They are three games under 500 in an awful league.
I'm sorry?
They
awful?
Are.
The Big Ten has been the best league this year by far, not even close. One of the best leagues in maybe 8 years, top to bottom. It's been unbelievable, the Big Ten has this year.
Hey, Jerry, couple of statements here. You tell me how accurate you think both are. My first is, I believe if Tennessee wins one game in the SEC tournament, they will not make the field. I believe if they win two games, they will make the field. The other statement is, just in watching some of these tournament games early on in the tournament, I believe this is the lowest level of play I can ever remember in college basketball in the postseason.
Thus the Big Ten being great.
I would agree with you that Tennessee has a much better chance of making it if they win two than if they win one. I think in terms of how bad college basketball is in general, it's kind of hard to say. In terms of the bottom of the bracket, though, it's definitely worse because we've added three more teams. So you dilute it when you add teams to the bottom of the bracket. This needs to be a 64-team tournament, and they've made it 68, and that's four teams too many.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I wasn't talking.
We do not have more. We do not have 37 at-large quality teams.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
30. And adding more teams to the tournament and taking them out of the NIT where they belong has not served anybody.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I wasn't referencing the NCAA tournament when I said that. I was referencing the current tournaments going on. College play as a whole in the conference tournaments. The level of play has fallen off drastically, in my opinion, over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think that certainly in spots it has. I mean, I can't watch the Pac-12. I watch about 4 minutes of the Pac-12, and I need a cleansing. South Florida makes my eyes bleed watching them play. But I don't know if it's necessarily worse everywhere. But, yeah, there are certainly some things that are hard to watch.
Something.
So you're going to tell me, in this conversation we're having, that that loss to Austin Peay inevitably is going to keep Tennessee out of the dance. One game. If they go 1-1 this weekend.
They're probably not going to do it.
And if they get that game against Austin Peay, we're talking about a different result, or would they have to have had two of those games?
I'm sorry, say again?
If they can get one of those games back, would that be enough? For instance, beating Austin Peay. If they could get one of those games back, would that be enough to put this team in the field, do you think?
Maybe. Austin Peay was the big one. You know, that's a horrible team that beat you on your home floor. So, yeah, maybe so.
Are you going to look at this league right now and tell me how many teams are going to get in from the SEC?
Five.
How can you finish second?
Kentucky, Florida, Vanderbilt, Alabama, and Tennessee. I believe Tennessee's going to make it. But I think they have things they have to do to make it. But I believe that Tennessee will do those things and make it.
How about the Pac-12 right now, Jerry? Is that going to be a one-bid league?
Unbelievable. That could be a one-bid league. I cannot believe
how
bad that league is. They're horrible. I can't even watch them. They're that bad. I can't even stand to watch more than, like, 5 minutes of Pac-12 basketball.
Well, I stayed up to 1:40 Eastern time last night and watched the Oregon thriller with Colorado, because Tad Boyle used to coach here, and he's a friend of mine.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Hey, I'm proud of Tad Boyle. The guy's won 20 games, but you're right. The level of play in that basketball game was dreadful.
I'm with you.
From this point on, if you're a Tennessee fan, Jerry, who are we pulling against right now that's still out there playing?
Let's see. Cal. Arizona. Let's see, maybe Texas, Miami, North Carolina State. Just about everybody else is done playing. You're rooting for Long Beach to win their league. That's about it.
Are there any
other... But Tennessee can take care of their own business.
Is Long Beach the only member that we're looking at of what will probably be a one-bid league? No one else that could slip up other than possibly Long Beach losing?
At this point in the season, yeah. Pretty much everybody else, you know, those possibilities were last week.
Okay.
How many A-10 teams do you have going?
Oh, I forgot about them. Yeah, Xavier and Dayton. That's a big game today. Probably three. Temple, St. Louis, and then either Xavier or Dayton.
Who do we want in that Xavier-Dayton game?
Dayton, I guess.
Okay, so we cheer for Dayton today. Xavier's sitting there on the bubble.
We're for Virginia and Florida State today in the ACC. Okay, thank you, Jerry. We need to get our list here.
Yeah, we got to have clarity so we can have meaning to our day. Jerry, when it's all said and done, you think Tennessee will get in, so you think this team's going to win two games. Again, just to repeat what you said, based on what you've seen, if the chalk, and I don't know if there's anything such thing as chalk, but just going on probability here, if this team goes 1-1 and they end up four wins in Division I basketball over, not, it's going to look like five wins, but four Division I wins over 500, what do you think is the probability, based on the past, of a team with that kind of resume getting in?
Less than probably 1-3.
Less than 1-3. All right. Well, it's fair enough. We just got to hope everybody loses.
Yeah, and I believe that to be true. I don't know if I believe that to be just, but I believe it to be true.
Yeah, the whole concept of not counting the last 10 or not waiting the last 10, Jerry, that just doesn't make much sense to me.
Especially when your roster is different.
Because what they have found is that it has no bearing on how you perform in the tournament. I mean, you look at Connecticut last year. They won five in a row, win the Big East, they go on to win the national championship. You look at BCU last year, they lose four out of five, they get into the tournament, they go all the way to the Final Four.
Jerry Palm, anything that you'd like to add to any of your fans in East Tennessee today or people listening on the World Wide Web. Go right ahead. The floor is yours.
Nope, I got nothing. Just good luck. Have fun. I'm a Konzo Martin guy. You know me. So I'm actually rooting for Tennessee, and I don't get to do a lot of rooting, but I hope they do it. But they got to earn it. You know, me rooting for them isn't going to help them. They just got to go out and get the job done.
Did Konzo Martin get screwed last year, Jerry?
No, not really. They just the league wasn't good enough last year. They didn't get enough done out of conference. They did have to win their league last year and just couldn't quite get it done.
And again, the Big Ten, in your mind, is the best it's been in 7 years, or it's the best league in college basketball?
It's the best league. It is dominating the RPI like no league has in 8 years.
And you are saying that with a straight face?
Completely. If you don't think Big Ten basketball is good this year, you have not been watching.
Hey, Jerry, one last quick question. I've always wondered this when we've talked. What do you enjoy more, the game itself or the numbers surrounding the game?
What's that?
I say, what do you enjoy more? What do you get more enjoyment out of, the game itself, college basketball itself, or the numbers end of it?
Definitely the game.
Jerry,
you know, unless I'm watching
man.
South Florida. That's hard to watch.
Jerry, listen, you are a guy who combines the numbers with the love of the sport. Guys like you are very rare, and you are a numbers guy, but you're a cool geek. That's why I like you.
Thank you.
And I like that you're a Konzo Martin guy, and you told us early on, you said, this guy is the right guy when I had you on last spring, because I knew you had that background with him from the Big Ten days, and I know you think a lot of him, and I can tell today that you are solidly in Tennessee's camp. You're cheering for this Tennessee team to get in.
I'd much rather see Tennessee in this tournament than Seton Hall or South Florida or Washington or anybody like that. But they've got to earn it, you know, and they haven't done that yet.
It makes it a lot harder for me, Jerry, to rip you, but I still will when we get off the air. But it's going to make it harder. It's going to make it harder, Jerry. But I want you to have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, bye.